Aftermath by Infinite Monkeys, read by CookieMom6067. Fury had known that putting together a team like the Avengers would be difficult. He'd known it when he was reviewing the files of characters like Rogers and Stark, who were, if wild cards, then at least familiar wild cards. He'd known the risks when he'd made the decision to include a fair number of unknown elements based solely on Danvers' judgment, and it hadn't been hard to predict that things would become even more complicated in the aftermath. But really, he'd expected at least a few days apiece before something like this happened. The two sorcerers sitting across from him didn't even have the decency to try and look convincingly contrite. Loki looked conspicuously innocent, which would have been more convincing if he also looked that way when he hadn't been causing trouble. Wong looked disinterested, and he was staring out the windows of the office at the clouds whenever he thought Fury wasn't watching. "So do you two want to explain yourselves, or—" "Certainly," Loki said, voice every bit as bright and innocent as that fake expression. "What would you have us explain?"
"Let's start with what exactly you thought you were doing."
"Well, you see, given that the company one keeps reflects on oneself, we thought it best that—" He held up a finger and Loki fell silent, a split second of irritation flashing across his face before he settled back into an innocent slouch, like a child in the principal's office, waiting to give their totally reasonable side of the story.
"No," he said, "I want the whole story. I want it from the beginning, and I want it," he continued, pointing to Wong, "from you."
Wong pulled back from staring at the clouds, and Loki stopped looking innocent in favor of looking put out.
"Well," Wong started, "this morning we were discussing the different means by which magic can be used to manipulate the fabric of time and space.
It is a fascinating topic, and there are multiple schools of magic that approach the question of how we interact with space-time from different perspectives."
"Is all of this relevant?"
Wong nodded, and beside him Loki nodded as well.
"It is."
He waited for the sorcerer to elaborate, but he didn't, only sat placidly in his chair. Of course, Fury waved a hand at him to continue.
"We were discussing one of these different approaches when Loki asked if I knew how to open a portal beneath another person and drop them into the infinite void between dimensions."
Fury raised a very intimidating eyebrow. Wong, unsurprisingly, failed to look intimidated.
"Can you?"
"Of course," Wong said. "It isn't hard."
"Of course."
"I told him that I could," Wong continued, "but that it would be a very rude thing to do. He seemed strangely pleased by that and asked that I show him."
"Scientific curiosity," Loki said. Fury gave him a significant look and he fell silent once more.
"I said no," Wong continued. "Serious sorcery is not to be done for entertainment. The power we wield must be used only in the service of a greater purpose."
"Which is when you decided to go after the Hydra element embedded within S.H.I.E.L.D. on your own without telling anyone first what you would be doing," Fury guessed.
"It needed to be done," Loki said. "Someone would have gotten to it eventually, or at least they should have."
"You," Fury reminded, "are staying quiet. I don't want to hear it." "The plan was simple."
Wong crossed his arms.
"Loki would approach a member of S.H.I.E.L.D. and greet them and then whisper Hail Hydra in their ear. If they are Hydra, Loki looks untrustworthy enough that they believe him and say it back, and I drop them into the infinite void. If they are not Hydra, they mostly try to punch him in the face. Fortunately, his face is very sturdy, sturdier than their hands. Anyone with broken knuckles can probably be trusted."
Loki had the decency to wince at that, at least.
"I see," Fury said. "It was a solid plan," Wong insisted.
And did you really have to give Captain America this Hydra test?"
"He's from a different nation within this realm, and I am from a different world entirely," Loki protested.
"Do you honestly expect that I should recognize your famous historical figures on sight? Do you know the names and faces of all the heroes revered by my culture? Or any of them, for that matter?
We knew exactly who he was, Wong said calmly. We thought it would be funny. We were right. You should have seen the look on his face.
Fury could guess. He'd seen the look on his face during the aftermath as Fury was forced to explain not only that Hydra hadn't died out during the last world war and had instead embedded itself into their organization, but also and simultaneously reveal that both aliens and magic were real and also a part of their organization. Any one of those things, in Fury's opinion, would be a bit much even alone. All of them together had pushed the captain to somewhere past being upset, and he'd recently settled himself down, so far as Fury could tell, somewhere quiet in a resigned haze. Fury pushed that issue aside, for now. Dealing with Captain Rogers could come later after the good captain had had a chance to process. Unlike the issue at hand, it could wait.
It truly was effective, Loki said into the silence. By my estimation, we have a significant portion of the organization's interlopers detained.
Fury kept his expression carefully neutral.
So what were you planning to do with all of the Hydra agents you dropped into this void?
Where would you like us to put them? Loki asked.
Fury sighed. So you didn't have a plan for what to do with them once they were captured?
Not as such, no.
We are open to suggestions, Wong said helpfully. I know a nice trash planet, Loki said brightly. Perhaps they would find themselves at home among the universe's refuse.
I can make a prison from a mirror dimension, Wong suggested.
What you're going to do, Fury said, pinching the bridge of his nose in a vain attempt to stave off his growing headache, is release them into a normal prison so that the proper authorities can deal with them.
Whatever you prefer, Loki said obligingly.
Probably for the best, Wong added. That would leave us the rest of the afternoon free.
And that Fury didn't like the sound of.
To do what?
I'm considering yelling at a toaster, Loki said contemplatively.
We've all convinced Stark that we don't understand simple electronics, Wong added. Whoever keeps it up the longest is the winner.
He's getting suspicious. The other day, Thor got him to demonstrate how to use the coffee machine 4 different times, and that's a bit much, even for him.
So we unload our portal full of Hydra agents and then we return in time for a late lunch.
Fury sighed. Let's get this over with. He had to admit, there was something mesmerizing about watching the confused agents drop out of the portal one by one, rolling over each other in a tangle of limbs until they formed an unruly pile on the floor of the cell. He shook his head.
It's unnatural, he muttered to himself, but he had to admit it was convenient.
The thought of turning the two of them loose on the rest of S.H.I.E.L.D. was more tempting than it probably should have been.
It appears to be raining men, Loki said casually, as he watched more agents tumble into the pile.
Hallelujah, Wong replied. I need a drink, Fury said.
Loki's eyes lit up. A slow, mischievous grin spread across his face, one that made the outlandish tales Fury had read in his research on the Norse god of chaos seemed suddenly more plausible.
The blender.
Fury decided he didn't want to know.
It's raining men. Hallelujah. It's raining men.